From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another podcast. Today, we are diving into the climate of our spring season and what we can expect moving forward into April, May, and portions of June. Got Joseph Dames here, the weekend meteorologist. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, and I can't think of a better week to maybe talk about spring climate.
That's right. So it's the week of April 8th, to be exact, and we are a little bit into springtime, and at this point in the month, it is just glorious. We are seeing some beautiful weather out, and much of this week still looks pretty nice. Of course, some folks may be listening to this down the road a bit, but this week in April was a nice one. I'm sure you remember it.
That's right. It might be our first 70-degree day, which it seems likely, so...
Yeah, and it's been pretty exciting to forecast this week. How warm will we get? We'll have to wait and see till this afternoon. Yeah. As we finished out our month of March, it was a pretty interesting month. We stayed dry, and we were a little chilly, too. So, I mean, just in terms of rainfall, since we started the new year and headed into March, aside from January, we were very dry across the entire region. So we are at a rainfall deficit so far.
And we had some rainy days in sequence too, but they just weren't producing very much. It was just like, you know, 0.05 of an inch here and just didn't do much.
Yeah, temperature-wise, we were also cooler than normal in the month of March. And I did pull up some stats or observations so far in this month from the 1st through the 7th, and we're about 2 degrees below normal. And we are seeing below normal rainfall by about 0.5 inch as well. So still on that cold and dry trend.
Yeah, I bet we'll, you know, warm up a little bit with this forecast this week, but still no rain.
Yeah, still no rain. So something that we still need, and, you know, we're still watching out for those drought concerns. We have updates on coin.com, and we're always keeping our eyes on the drought and how that may affect our local region moving forward. So you can always tune into that, too, if you're interested in more drought information. But let's jump into statistics and climate stats moving forward in the month of April, May, and June. And looking at temperatures on average this month, we see our highs working towards the low 60s. So a little warmer, a little more comfortable.
Yes, we're finally breaking out of the 50-degree range, and we're making our way into the 60s. So that is nice. And again, mentioning we're already seeing maybe upper 60s, lower 70s, maybe even mid-70s in the forecast. So that's going to feel a lot warmer than what we typically see for April.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fairly pleasant span of days. And on average, yeah, low 60s. Come May, we hit the upper 60s. Our average for May is 68 degrees. By June, we're in the low to mid 70s on average for our daytime highs. So, yeah, we're just on the climb now to the 80s. Come July, our average high is 80.
Nearly from March to June.
It's funny how mid-60s feels so good when you're leaving winter and going through spring, but then when you're heading from fall,
like through fall into winter, 65 feels colder, you know, when you come after summer. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It feels so warm right now, you know.
I kind of like to jump into these for April and May. We have these things called frequency tables, and it basically states what percentage of the month on average sees temperatures above this range. So on average in April, about 30% of the time we'll see daytime highs above 65 degrees. So that's a pretty good outlook. You know, about a third of the month we see highs that are pleasant and maybe even t-shirt weather. And come May, about half of the month is at least above 65 degrees. So, I mean, warming temperatures, if you like to, you know, get rid of those layers, maybe change your outfit, change out the closet, this is really the time we really start to warm up. A little too cold. Absolutely. It's a really good point. It just depends on what portion of the year you're in, right? So,
how about 70 degrees?
70 degrees. We tend to get that in April. about 20% of the time. So a little less often, but this is a month where we can see those temperatures. It isn't out of the question. And then 75 degrees or more, only about 7 to 8% of the time in April. 75 degrees or more, about 20% of the time in May.
Yeah, so that doesn't happen very often. So if you get that, it's a major treat.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, this week, if we do hit the mid-70s.
Yeah.
We'll see, we'll see.
We're playing with that low,
we
that
are.
Low percentage.
And we also tend to get some large temperature swings. So usually in the spring and summer, we see the largest swings from our overnight lows, like the minimum temperature for a day, moving into the daytime highs, the highest temperature for the day. So in March, on average, it's about 17 degrees, which seems, you know, pretty normal. The maximum swing was a 43 degree difference, which was back in 1960. And then in April, on average, it's about a 19 degree swing. So many of the months ahead, we tend to, on average, get about a 20 degree difference from our overnight lows to our highs. So, for example, if our overnight lows are still in the upper 30s or about 40 degrees, our highs on average are about 60 degrees in that range. So that's kind of how you play with those numbers.
Let's play that game real quick. Do you know the low from today?
Yeah, so the low from this morning, we hit, I think, 41 degrees. And our highs today, I'm saying 73. So that is about a 30 degree difference.
Yeah, 30 plus. Yeah, yeah. So that's a pretty good swing.
It is a good swing. Yeah. I think this week is actually showing warmer than normal temperatures. So that's probably why that extra 10 degrees is in there. The maximum swing for an April day was 43 degrees. Maximum swing in May was 46 degrees.
So we would need an additional 10,
right?
12 degrees to hit that sort of thing, that swing, that max.
Yeah, that would be crazy. You know, lows in the 40s with a high in the 80s is what that's saying.
Right.
What about extreme temperatures? I know we have some stats for that.
This one's fun. So if you thought a 40-degree swing into the 80s was something for April, like, that's not even the extreme high for April.
Right.
You want to share that one?
Yeah, so our warmest daytime high in April is 90 degrees, set back in 1998. So can you imagine that? That's like a summertime temperature in April.
That is. That is, like, I would have guessed 80s. I would have guessed 80s, which is actually the extreme high for March. In 1947, and then you get to April and it's 90, and that 1998 isn't even the day where we had our max swing for that month.
Right, that is interesting.
That was 1962, so it must have been a really mild overnight temperature.
I know, it seems like looking at extreme temperatures, if you were to guess, you should just tack on an extra 10 degrees, you know, like if I were to guess the high for a month in May, the warmest daytime high in any day of May or even June, I would guess lower than the actual extremes. So for May, we were able to hit 100 degrees back in 1983, which is wild.
That is, yeah.
And then in June, it was 102. And for July, 107 degrees, which is also, in terms of our observed or observation or our weather observations, the furthest back we've ever taken any observations, 107 degrees is the warmest we've ever seen in Portland.
Yeah, that's a couple months too, is it? July and August, we hit at 107. September, 105. So that's impressive.
Yeah.
We'll see if we ever get that little extra tick
right
anytime soon. But I think you're right. Add an extra 10 degrees. You know, maybe July and August, I would have taken a guess about 105 or something like that. But yeah, definitely for April and March, like, or May, 100 degrees in May, that's really something.
It is. And typically spring for me is known as the comfortable season. You know, we're able to wear single layers and not be too hot or too cold. So it's still a great season to be in if you want to get outside.
It's a nice gap where you don't have to put air conditioning on, although you might want to test it, but like you don't have to actually put it on yet. And that's like something about that, because you get like fresh air through the house and things like that, or the, you know, whatever. Once you put the air on it, like, oh, we're in it.
Let's jump into rainfall. So again, we have been running below normal, and in April so far, we're still running below normal, and we're missing about a half an inch compared to where we should be at this point in early April. So I mean, looking forward, we are watching the next 7 days, and it doesn't look like there's any rain in the forecast at this point in time. So I can assume that we'll kind of finish out April drier than normal. And it also looks like as we head into the next few months, our average rainfall also decreases too per month.
Yeah, it sure does. From March, we go from 3.68 to April 2.73, and we already finished about, what was it, 2.5 for March 2020?
Yes, 2.5.
And so we're going to be about our May average. Well, that was about our May average. So we'll see what happens for our April, but it seems like when we do have this dry stretch of like a week or something like that, it really, really hurts us. And it can only take a day or two to get us back, but it's really tough.
Yeah, I feel like we've been saying that all winter long, like, oh, we just need one big storm to drop the rain, and it hasn't come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of models, I think, have over-predicted the amount of rain that we would see when a system rolls by. So I've been a little discouraged, you know, with the rain, and I feel like models could be doing a better job. I also did take a peek at the seasonal forecast moving forward, and they do say drier than normal. So I mean, yeah, not good if you are following the drought and are impacted by drought. So we'll have to see about that. But I mean, yeah, I mean, on average, our monthly rainfall decreases down to about 2.5 inches April into May, and then by June, 1.7 inches on average, and then July less than an inch. So we lose that rain
for a city that people think rains all the time. June and July, there's really like no rain at all. It's pretty dry. How do you feel about how the like spring snow season has gone for the mountains compared to how much rain we've had in the valley?
Well, we did see a large system that dropped over 2 feet of snow at the end of March. And that would have been glorious if we were able to get out there and ski. But with the pandemic going on now, you know, all recreational activities have been shut down just to kind of mitigate everything going on and keeping people safe. So, I mean, if that were out there, I think a lot of people would be skiing and really enjoying those conditions. But snowpack is actually sitting near the normal for this time of the year. Last I checked, at the end of March. So that's a good thing, because that's also used in our water supply moving forward.
Yeah, so it's good that we got the spring snow. We just couldn't get the rain for the valley. We had a bit of a rain shadow.
Yeah. And also, I mean, with all this sunshine and warmer temperatures and people wanting to get outside, it's also important to note that the sun starts to increase in strength. UV index typically, on average, rises to about the 6-7 range, which is a time where you should wear sunscreen if you're going to be outside. Like, really be mindful of it. Sunburns can happen a lot more quickly than they can in the wintertime, even though dermatologists will say to wear sunscreen at all points of the year. But really important as you start to go outside at this point.
It is, yeah. It starts to crank. So, you know, I think people are pretty mindful of that, especially if you need to wear it. But just know that UV index is definitely jumping up a bit.
Right. So what about thunderstorms? I feel like this point in the year we tend to see a lot more.
Yeah, our spring we get those thunderstorms rolling through with some hail. Like we've had like a decent amount of cells producing hail over the last few weeks. And so in March we usually have at least one day of thunderstorms on average, three at most. I think we were pretty close to that. Now I'm interested in what exactly classifies, if it's just lightning or if it's a warned cell from the National Weather Service, but it seemed like we were doing pretty good this last March with thunderstorms, so we definitely hit our average.
Yeah, definitely a lot of hail. We're forecasting through a lot of instability in more than a handful of days that we saw some isolated storms with hail out there. So, I mean, yeah, moving into this season, it tends to be that transitional season where we still see a lot of contrast in our air masses, which is what creates that instability. Do prepare to see more lightning and thunderstorms as we head into springtime. And also summer, too, can still produce a lot of storms. I believe it was last summer we saw one of the most active summers with a lot of lightning. Which is always fun to watch.
It is, yeah, in the summer. We get a lot of people sending in photos. Yeah, it is. It seems about from March all the way through June, on average, we get at least a day of thunderstorms. But sometimes May, we've had, you know, the most we've had is 6, June 5. So It does seem like we get a good amount of thunderstorms at this time of the year. It feels like it slows down, you know, once we get to like July and August, especially as far as thunderstorms that may produce small tornadoes, which we have some stats on that as well. But, you know, March, April, May, and June can definitely be pretty active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about tornadoes. So looking at the tornado stats, it's pretty interesting how it's kind of a two-peak curve. We tend to get a lot or the most in the springtime and then through the fall in September and October. And the most reported in the month of October that we have on record is 18. So we've seen 18 tornadoes in October. We're down to 14 in September. And then looking at spring months, we are at about 7 to 10 tornadoes through April and June. So, I mean, they do happen sometimes. And when they do, they tend to be fairly weak. Also, timing-wise, they tend to happen more in the afternoon hours once we get that daytime heating. And those thunder cells can produce more easily. If you get all the other cues in there, too, you know, some wind shear and some stronger winds and just that temperature difference. So, yeah, I mean, we haven't gotten too active aside from some cells with hail. I haven't even seen too much lightning out there within those cells. But, I mean, this is a time of the year where we do see a heightened risk for some weak tornadoes compared to other months. So something to keep in mind.
Yeah, I think we mentioned this or talked about this before, but we didn't have many wind storms this winter, and we haven't had many so far this spring, if any. So we'll see if we get some more action coming up in the next month or two, but it seems like our threat for like a wind storm that's widespread, like through the valley or along the Oregon coast that moves up towards areas of, you know, Washington, it does seem like that settles down slightly. But as far as like everyday thunderstorms, those are still possible.
Right, right. Well, I mean, spring is the time where, you know, the berries come out, the flowers come out, and it's just a beautiful time to be outside. Of course, we are still in this pandemic, so I do want to stress, if you do go outside, just be very safe. It's an interesting time right now for a lot of folks. So enjoy it as you can. You know, when the sun goes out, the back patio is a great place to be. So keep that in mind.
It is, yeah. It's really difficult to try to stay bottled up when the temperatures are in the mid-70s and it's sunny outside. And this is all pretty new for everybody, so working our way through this and finding ways to actually enjoy the weather without grouping up in packs of people is going to be tough, but I know we can do it.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.